Groundhog Day is coming up next week, and this February 2nd celebration is a surprisingly ancient tradition. That's because that date marked the point halfway between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. So it's the exact midpoint of winter. It was widely celebrated as Candlemas, until pagan rituals, like the German tradition of getting small rodents involved, got added to the mix. But the big fact is that February happens to be one of the year's cloudiest months, so the odds of seeing shadows are actually lowest at this time. Moreover, the sun is far less likely to be visible at around sunrise, because clouds near the horizon are viewed horizontally and fill in intervening clear spaces. Yet early morning is exactly when the groundhog thing is scheduled. Obviously, the deck is stacked against any woodchuck shadow viewing. And winter should therefore end early, as they say. Alas, this is just an empty promise for Pennsylvanians, where the forest is held. Because a true early spring is not expected until precession swings Earth's axis around, which will happen by the Groundhog Day of the year 13,000. In any case, shadows contain juicy oddities well worth exploring any day of the year. Consider a tree's shadow cast upon snow. The shadow closest to the lower trunk is well defined with sharp edges, but upper branches and twigs are always blurry. The reason is that a shadow's sharpness depends on the distance to the surface where the shadow is cast. Also, light bends around objects' edges, a process called diffraction. The two effects always make your head cast a blurrier shadow than your ankles do. Also, notice that on clear days, shadows are blue, not black or gray. That's because a shadow is the sunless zone where the only illumination comes from the blue sky. Such hidden secrets of nature show shadows to be an intriguing link that connects Earth and the sky. If this is the hidden secret of Groundhog Day, then maybe those woodchucks are onto something. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.